And we're ready in the Main Street studio to welcome back Matt Olean. He's our movie reviewer here at Prairie Public and specifically for Main Street. Matt, how are you?
I'm good, Craig.
The movie this week is Sing Sing. It's a prison set drama that follows John Whitfield, or Divine G. He's an incarcerated man who maintains steadfast compassion and resilience despite his conviction for a crime he claims he didn't commit. Here's the trailer.
To die, to sleep, to dream.
This is a clemency hearing for your conviction, 25 to life. Since you've been in custody, you've been involved in a theater program.
Gentlemen, let's go.
It's been a program that was established to help people get more in touch with their feelings and truly get some rehabilitation.
I am Gladiator Goliath.
I am Spartacus.
I'm Prince Hamlet of Denmark.
And it's turned into something, wonderful.
What part do you play?
From time to time, I do act, like we all do.
So are you acting at all during this interview?
We're here to become human again and enjoy the things that is not in our reality.
I think you guys are becoming real with each other, vulnerable.
Listen, I already know what you're doing, know who you are, what you're about, bro.
What?
You don't get to tell me what I need in prison. You don't get to do that. And don't bring me in no dark corners no more.
The world expects brothers like you and I to walk in with our heads held down. Now, what you gotta walk in
like a king. Everything is yours.
I'm divine now.
Yeah.
This is my theater.
Now give him some love, give him some love.
Go to your most perfect spot. Do you hear anything? Are you with somebody? Are you outside? Hold that feeling.
Let's go!
You gotta admit that I murdered that Hamlet to me, bro. Shakespeare is in his grave right now. He rolled over.
You did your thing, beloved.
All right, Matt, we've heard the trailer. The story revolves around rehabilitation through the arts, an RTA theater program inside Sing Sing's maximum security prison, where G is a respected member. Matt, this blends realism with fiction. Is it a true story? Is it fiction? What do you have for us about the movie?
It is based on a true story. So it is based on the Sing Sing rehabilitation through the arts program that they do. And the prisoners in this movie, one of the best films of the year, let me just say that, of 2024. And what listeners are seeing, Craig, is the last month and in the upcoming in February, I'll be continuing to knock off these Oscar-nominated films. And Colman Domingo is up for Best Actor as the prisoner who claims he did not commit the crime. This is his second straight Best Actor nomination. He was nominated last year for a film called Rustin. He's a wonderful actor. And he's really the kind of the organizer of this theater arts program. Paul Racy from Sound of Metal fame is kind of also the director. He helps the prisoners put on the play. But yes, it's based on the Sing Sing program that really has done an amazing job with these prisoners. And Colman Domingo and Paul Racy are the only two professional actors in this movie. Everyone else is kind of a non-professional former prisoners, actors. Clarence Macklin has a really key role. He's a former prisoner as well, kind of plays a version of himself. I thought he might get a supporting actor Oscar nomination. He's really good as kind of a new prisoner who kind of butts heads with Colman Domingo's character. And he's more out there showing his toughness in the prison yard, that kind of a prisoner. And so they have to work through their differences to put on this play, whether it's going to be Hamlet or some comedy, and the prisoners want to put on a comedy. So it is based on a true story in Sing Sing. I think that's what makes it powerful. I think the other thing that makes it powerful from director Craig Cuidar is he doesn't succumb to the typical tropes, the typical problems that happen with feel-good movies. You know, there's a lot of movies like this, Craig, where there's a group of people and they're rehabilitated, or they're it's the classroom film where the teacher inspires them, or people are rehabilitated. And a lot of times directors fall into the trap of trying to tell us how to feel with emotional music and all those beats where you're supposed to feel good. And it doesn't do that. So it's a feel-good movie. It's a social commentary movie without hammering the viewer over the head with the message, if you see what I'm driving at. It's very subtle. It's not a very long film. People are going to enjoy this. So it's a really interesting thread that they weave here. It's a social commentary film. It's also a feel-good film, but the public's going to like it. It's not overly artsy, or some mainstream audiences don't like that. And so I think it's a real amazing that he succeeded in this way. And it's, of course, based on the true story, which makes it all the more interesting. So I really like this movie. Coleman Domingo is a tremendous actor. He is one of the most in-demand actors out there right now. As I said, Paul Racy's really good, and Clarence Macklin, and all the prisoners who are non-professional actors. Sometimes that works. We saw this years ago in those Italian neorealist films after World War II, where directors like Vittorio De Sica would use non-professional actors to make the film seem more realistic. But what the director pulls off is when Coleman Domingo has scenes with prisoners that are played by non-professional actors, even though Domingo's a professional actor, it's all seamless. It doesn't seem like he's acting with non-professional actors, and it doesn't seem like he's overacting, like he's not overdoing the theatricality of his performance just because he's trained. You see what I'm driving at? And that's a real interesting thing that the director pulls off, and it makes the film.
There's a little bit of humor in here through the play Breaking the Mummy's Code. Did that make the movie more normal, I guess?
Yeah, they do put on a comedy in the movie without giving too much away, and the Coleman Domingo character is reluctant to have them put a comedy on. He wants something more serious. There's scenes where he recites Hamlet. There's a scene where Clarence Macklin recites from Hamlet. Very interesting how they kind of recite Hamlet, maybe not in the way that we're used to, you know? But yes, it is funny in parts. It's tragic in parts. There are scenes that I really liked where Coleman Domingo goes in front of the parole board. You know, he wants out. He loves the theater arts program, but he wants out, okay? And so those parole hearings are really interesting when they come, because you can see the nervousness in Coleman Domingo's character. You're in front of three or four people. You're trying to tell them you didn't do the crime, you want out, all this kind of thing. You're rehabilitated, and they're peppering him with questions. So I like that part as well. So it has a nice mixture of comedy, some tragedy, and some social drama. Certainly one of my top 10 films of the year, for sure.
All right, Matt, before we get into our Oscar trivia part of the program, you're bringing a director's chair film series, Women in the Director's Chair. It starts Saturday at the Maine Fargo Public Library. Tell us a little more about that, Matt.
So about three times a year in the winter, I do a film series with Lori West at the Fargo Public Library. Lori and I curate these, and it's usually November, February, and April. In November, we had disaster movies of the 1970s, which, you know, that was the decade of disaster movies. You remember, Craig. Women in the Director's Chair. So this will be a fun series, and they are on Saturdays. I want to let my usual suspects, people that come to these series, know that the Fargo Downtown Library is no longer open on Sundays in 2025. We used to have the series on Sundays at 2 p.m., now it'll be Saturdays at 2 p.m. So February 1st, 8th, 15th, and the 22nd are our four movies. And I do a Q&A at the end. So our first film is The Hitchhiker, directed by Ida Lupino, 1953. She was literally the only woman director working in the 40s and 50s. It was a man's job. It just was back then. But since then, of course, it's opened up to women. And then the rest of our films are more modern movies. Jane Campion's The Piano, Deborah Granick's Winter's Bone, and Catherine Bigelow's Zero Dark Thirty. So now it's more normal. Like with my job at the Fargo Film Festival, half of the movies we get in are directed by women. And that was not the case, you know, 50, 60 years ago. So a big change in the film industry, opening those doors for women. And we're going to highlight those in four straight Saturdays at 2 p.m. in February.
And they're free to attend at the Fargo Public Library. Mm-hmm. The address there is 101 4th Street North, downtown here in Fargo. Matt, what do you have coming ahead for us?
So again, we'll keep moving through these really good films of 2024, because right now, you know, 2025, the films being released are like Flight Risk or bad, and are not going to be up for Oscars. So next week, we'll talk about The Room Next Door, the new film by Pedro Almodovar. And then I will review The Substance with Demi Moore. I missed that last summer, and now it's up for a lot of Oscars. I'm going to watch The Apprentice, which was Sebastian Stan's Best Actor nomination as Donald Trump. And I will see the new Captain America movie with Anthony Mackie. So we'll slip a new one in with all the 2024 Oscar-type movies in the next month.
All right, Matt, let's get to the Oscar component of our show. Give me the most nominated prison movie of all time.
Shawshank Redemption.
That's right, Matt. Do you have an idea of how many awards it was nominated for? And not to steal anything, it didn't win any of them.
It didn't win. It was up for Best Picture in 94, lost to Forrest Gump. Morgan Freeman, I think, should have won the Oscar for Best Actor. He lost to Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump. Oh, I think the cinematography might have been
nominated. That's correct,
yeah. Maybe adapted screenplay.
Yep.
It's based on a Stephen King short story. How many more am I missing?
Three.
Sound?
Yep.
Editing?
Yep. One more to go, Matt. To me, it's almost like sound, but score?
Music score.
That's it.
Oh, I got them all.
Okay. You did, Matt. Congratulations. And it doesn't surprise me a bit that Matt Olean, our movie reviewer here at Prairie Public and Oscar trivia extraordinaire guy, got those today. Matt, thanks for joining us again on Main Street.
You bet.